Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, you just gotta laugh at the liberal media. So the New York Times and the Washington Post. We've got new information. It's the same fake news attempted hit piece they threw out, 6 months ago, back in late March, early April, I think was the time frame. So then, what does the liberal Montana media do? We've got new information. Their new information was the information we told you about 6 months ago. Yeah, they're like, oh, well, look, this guy's come forward. Look at the guy speaking out publicly now. Yeah, that's the never-Trumper, Democrat, partisan whack job that we exposed 6 months ago. The guy got Laura Loomered 6 months ago. Jack Posobiec, I think, was first the one to call this guy out. So they trot this guy out a little over 2 weeks before the election to say, oh, he's speaking out for the first time. Oh, give me a freaking break. You guys are an absolute joke. All right, let's see. Where were we going to start? Oh, this, I actually want to start with, this is kind of a random start for you here this morning on this Monday morning. This was a great message. I meant to share this on Friday morning from Tom. I think Tom lives in, I think he's in Broadview, if I'm not mistaken. Is it Broadview? I don't want to use his last name without permission, but I think it's Tom in Broadview. He shared this Associated Press news headline here. The Biden administration has canceled student loans for more than 1 million in public service jobs. So they tried to cancel student loans for those in public service jobs. And Tom asks a very good question here. He says, isn't being a rancher a public service job? I mean, we're feeding America. Yeah, not only are you feeding America, you're feeding the entire world, Tom. Sure sounds like public service, if you ask me. Isn't it funny, though, how they never think that the work that you do is public service? They call themselves public servants, but they never think that everything you do to pay all the taxes, to pay for all this stuff, to pay their salaries, to feed them. They never think that's a public service, right? They think they're the only public servants, and that's why you need to constantly sacrifice more of your hard-earned money to give it to them. Man, we got a whole bunch of stuff ready to roll for you this morning. What a weekend. I had some great events we were doing in Missoula, Montana, Friday night into Saturday. We were at the Fusion Fights on Friday night at the Adams Center, and then had a couple of great events at the Press Box and at the Liquid Planet Grill in Missoula Saturday morning and then into Saturday night. So we had some great events, got to meet a ton of great people. But on the way to Missoula, oh, and then while I happened to be in Missoula, Senator Tim Scott, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott was in Missoula alongside Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. I got to catch up with both of them. And of course, I got audio ready to roll for you with both of them that I'll share here later this morning. But while I was driving to Missoula, I went back and listened to President Trump's entire remarks at the Al Smith dinner and Jim Gaffigan's entire remarks at the Al Smith dinner. Freaking hilarious. I was just slamming the steering wheel. I was laughing so hard. I got one more clip for you from that.
Securing America.
Admiral Lisa Franchetti, the Chief of Naval Operations, recently discussed the Navy's navigation plan during a conversation with the Atlantic Council. The Admiral saying directly,
we are facing a changing and challenging security environment.
While adding that,
the rules-based international order that we have upheld, protected, and defended for over three quarters of a century is under threat in every ocean.
The Admiral says that her plan for the Navy's future is primarily focused on one prevalent threat, China.
To make our nation's fleet more ready for potential conflict with the PRC by 2027.
She is advocating for a more mobile, larger Navy with more resources and more personnel because
when our access to the sea is impacted, so too is our economy, our national security, and really our way of life.
Give me a rescue. Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny skies for today, highs will range from the mid-60s in Bozeman to the mid-70s in the Billings area. For tonight, variably cloudy. Chances for some showers before midnight, especially further north across the state. Otherwise, temperatures will drop back off in the mid-30s in Bozeman, mid-40s in Billings. Partly sunny Tuesday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
All right, things are starting to move quick. Things are moving very fast now. Less than 3 weeks to go until Election Day here in Montana. And really, all eyes are on Montana. Well, maybe they shifted a little bit. But huge elections here in Montana heading into November. A lot of you have already voted, but you still want to be heard across Montana because you know some people are just now starting to pay attention. Well, they're going to be paying attention to you when you call in to Montana Talks. We take you statewide every Monday through Friday, 9 to 10.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match 5 or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar S Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You look at the way the fake news media is always trying to divide Americans. They want to divide us along every ethnic line, every racial line. They created out of thin air 600 plus different genders. They want to divide us along now. I mean, they're absolutely insane. They're always trying to divide us. I mean, it's almost like they're trying to create a civil war in America. You could argue that we're in a cold civil war. We're in a cold war right now. But it's just absolutely insane the way they're constantly trying to divide us. This joke from Jim Gaffigan was absolutely hysterical. So while I'm driving him to Missoula Friday, I thought, you know what? I played several great highlights from the Al Smith dinner on Friday morning show. But I don't think I played this highlight because this one caught my ear. I was just rolling as Jim Gaffigan shared this joke at the Al Smith dinner last week.
We are 19 days until the election and likely a civil war. And, you know, I'm nervous. You know what I mean? It's like, this is my first civil war, guys. I don't own a musket. Have we decided who's wearing blue and who's wearing gray? Because I look better in blue because of my eyes, you know?
All right. Anyway, I had to just share one more clip with you. I know we covered a bunch on Friday, so I'll resist the temptation to play several more because we got a lot of news to get to here this morning. Check out the Montana Talks website right now. Senator Tim Scott rallies with Tim Sheehy in Western Montana. Got the full write-up. Plus, the desperate liberal Montana media trotting out the same fake news. We're going to dive into that story here in here in a few minutes or later this morning for sure. But let's jump into the phone lines. We've got Owen in Billings calling in first thing this morning. Owen, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Aaron. Hey, so I read something this weekend about what John Tester and his cronies have done to Tim Sheehy's business. And I hope Tim Sheehy's listening this morning because I'd like not only thank him for his service, but like to thank him for putting himself out there for these guys to do this to him, because I think these are dirty politics and there's nothing out of bounds for these fine folks that do this stuff.
You're right. I'm assuming, first off, Owen, if I recognize your voice, you're a Marine Corps veteran, so great to hear from you again, and thanks for your service. Yeah, Tim Sheehy's wife, Carmen, is a Marine Corps veteran herself. He's, of course, a Navy SEAL veteran. It's just despicable the way these guys have attacked them, their family. falsely, and then to try to destroy this Montana aerial firefighting company. I'm assuming you're talking about there was a piece by Kim Strassel in the Wall Street Journal on October 17th. Yeah, yeah. John Tester bashes a Montana company. She details how a group of Democrats have targeted Bridger Aerospace. They're trying to destroy the company so that they can make Tim Sheehy look bad. They've deliberately tried to take down this company. These people are actually despicable.
Yes, and then not only that, but then I saw something on K2 News the other day where they were talking about they're questioning how Tim Sheehy got hurt and how he got shot in the shoulder, and I don't know why that has to come up. I mean, the only fake person we got in office in Montana is John Tester.
Yeah.
Told more lies than Carter took pills, so.
Yeah, that story that they're trying to trot out again, that's one of the headlines that I mentioned on our Montana Talks website. So KTVQ, they've had very pathetic, biased coverage. They never ask a tough question to John Tester. About the closest they get to asking a tough question is they'll ask him why he isn't endorsing Kamala Harris. But nothing about open borders, nothing about the trans agenda, you name it. But, yeah, it's so pathetic. This story was already trotted out 6 months ago. And Tim Sheehy got more popular after they tried to hit him with this fake news hit piece and tried to, it got so bad for the Democrats that there is a Twitter account called Stolen Valor. And Stolen Valor went, they FOIA'd all these documents. They got all of, you know, Tim Sheehy's service records, the ones that aren't classified, by the way, because he's got a very badass service record. So some of his information is still classified, apparently. Right. And the Stolen Valor account's like, hey, people, stop messaging me. Basically, he's telling the Democrats, stop messaging me. Stop tagging me in these stories. I researched everything about Tim Sheehy's record. And basically, yeah, the guy's freaking legit. He was a Navy SEAL who got a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star for Valor. By the way, I also noticed he got a Joint Service Commendation Medal for Valor as well. I've gotten a Joint Service Commendation Medal myself, but it doesn't have a V device on it. He even got a V device on a Joint Service Commendation Medal. I mean, these people are pathetic.
Who would you rather trust, Tim Sheehy or John Tester?
You know what the creepiest John Tester ad is? My wife and I were talking about this last night because we were watching the show, and so usually we don't see these ads. John Tester, you know, who shoved his own hand into a meat grinder. The fact that he kept the meat grinder and still uses it, is that not the creepiest thing you've ever heard?
Pretty close. It's getting up there.
I mean, like, hey, guys, you want to come over for dinner on Thursday? I'm using the meat grinder that I chopped up my hand with. John, no, thanks. We're good. I think we'll stop at McDonald's instead on the way over before we pop in and say hi. What a freak show the Democrat Party has become. Oh, and thanks for your service. Great to hear from you. I appreciate it. Hey, speaking of McDonald's, President Donald J. Trump at the McDonald's. That was freaking classic. And then Kamala Harris, my goodness, did you see what she did when the people shouted out, Christ is King? Did you see her response? Whoa.
Democracy 24.
Making his return to Butler, Pennsylvania, 12 weeks after the attempt on his life, former President Trump enlisted the help of one of his most well-known supporters.
President Trump must win to preserve the Constitution.
Elon Musk, the billionaire founder of Tesla and SpaceX, told the crowd November 5th is, quote, the most important election of our lifetime. Highlighting what he believes is at stake, Musk urged those at the rally and those watching it live to register to vote and get others to do the same.
Then make sure they actually do vote. If they don't, this will be the last election.
Musk's attendance is a sign of his growing involvement in and perhaps influence over U.S. politics, often criticizing the Biden-Harris administration on his social media site X, including recently for its response to Hurricane Helene. At the White House, Grady Trimble, Fox Business.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny skies for today, highs will range from the mid-60s in Bozeman to the mid-70s in the Billings area. For tonight, variably cloudy. Chances for some showers before midnight, especially further north across the state. Otherwise, temperatures will drop back off in the mid-30s in Bozeman, mid-40s in Billings. Partly sunny Tuesday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, if you want to see the videos of former NFL player Bobcat great Dane Fletcher sounding off on Bozeman city leaders over the transients, over the illegal aliens, over all the crime, both videos are now posted. Go to MontanaTalks.com. You'll see the headline there. Also, if you listen to the Montana Talks podcast, either on the Montana Talks app or Spotify, etc., the full audio when Dane Fletcher called into Montana Talks during Thursday's show, you can find it right there. Best way to get it is through the Montana Talks app on your phone.
This is where Montana Talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, let me, I'm going to get some highlights for you here. Maybe I'll save that for the 7 o'clock hour of this show because we got a guest joining us here at 6:40. By the way, this piece by Kim Strassel in the Wall Street Journal, John Tester bashes a Montana company. She shows exactly how these corrupt, shady Democrat operatives like this dirtbag Mark Cohodes. Mark Cohodes is some rich liberal that lives in the Bozeman area. He bought a house in the Bozeman area. He is one of the people who is behind this effort, along with the sex shop owner there in Bozeman. These two liberal dirtbags are the ones that have been deliberately targeting Bridger Aerospace and trying to, you know, tear down their stock price, trying to tear down the company, all because they want to make Tim Sheehy look bad for the election. Kim Strassel is actually going to be in Billings, Montana, tomorrow. I'm working to get her on the show, but she is going to be apparently the keynote speaker for the Mountain States Policy Center event that they're having tomorrow. I've got the president of the Mountain States Policy Center joining us here in just a few minutes, so I'll talk about that more. But let's have a little bit of fun here. Did you guys see Donald J. Trump working at McDonald's in Pennsylvania? I think it was in Pennsylvania over the weekend. Oh, it's so fun to watch. It's just, oh, you just, it just puts a smile on your face. It's just it's such great footage. You go to the Trump War Room if you want to see more of the highlights. I think I shared some of them. X.com/Aaron Flint. But not only was Donald Trump doing what Donald Trump does best, which is connecting with everyday Americans, and you should have seen there was a massive crowd outside all lining the street just to see President Donald J. Trump working at the McDonald's. So, Caden Bjornstedt is filling in for Travis this morning. He's our guest producer this morning. Caden actually worked at a McDonald's. And so I was kind of, you know, BSing with Caden a few minutes ago. I didn't realize this, but with the photograph of President Trump at the McDonald's while he was serving fries and talking to people in the checkout line, there was a sign behind it that said, one in eight Americans have worked at a McDonald's. I thought that was very interesting. I had no idea the number was that high. I know they pay well. It's a great first job for a lot of people, and then for some people it turns into a great career if they go the management track as well, if you can deal with all the customers, right, Caden? If you can put up with some of the customers that you got to deal with, you know, smoking cigarettes in your face while you open up the line or whatever. But anyway, here's President Donald J. Trump. He was also straight up trolling Kamala Harris, who claimed that she once worked at a McDonald's, but nobody has any proof or evidence that she ever actually worked at a McDonald's.
I'm looking for a job, and I've always wanted to work at McDonald's. I never did. I'm running against somebody that said she did, but it turned out to be a totally phony story. So,
President Trump!
Well, that's a good-looking group. Hello, everybody. I'm having a lot of fun here, everybody. We'll take news of it.
All right. Now, meanwhile, Kamala Harris, let me see if I got another McDonald's clip for you here before we roll on. Actually, I think Fox News Radio did kind of a roll-up. Brooke Singman did a roll-up of the Trump campaign's, you know, their big day Sunday, their big day yesterday.
Now I have worked. I've now worked for 15 minutes.
Oh, wait, that's the soundbite I already had for you. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here's the Brooke Singman report. Let me crank up the audio for you just a little bit. All right, here we go. Brooke Singman.
Former President Trump was welcomed with open arms at last night's Jets Steelers game in Pittsburgh as he looks to continue connecting with American voters on the ground. Earlier in the day, I was with former President Trump at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania, where he interacted with customers at the drive-thru after learning how to use the air fryer and how to make those famous French fries. He also spoke with the McDonald's staff and took photos with them, praising them for their hard work.
All right. Now, meanwhile, Kamala Harris, not a good look at all for Kamala Harris. First off, there was a couple of young men and they shouted out, "Christ is King, Jesus is Lord." Now, apparently they were a couple of pro-life protesters. So the Kamala Harris camp will probably say that she didn't hear the words they actually used. But I've listened to the audio, and it seems very clear. Now, the audio that I'm about to share with you it's two different audio clips. So this isn't a fair, you know, portrayal of what might have been heard from stage and then Kamala Harris's response. But this was shared from Byron Donalds via X. And so you get a sense for what these two young men said and then Kamala Harris's response. Listen to this.
Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. Street.
Oh yeah, her folks. Actually, you could tell. Actually, in that first portion of the soundbite, there were two different clips that were mashed together. But in that first one, you could actually hear them say, "What, Christ is King, Jesus is Lord," and then you heard Kamala Harris briefly there as well. So you could hear very clearly what they said, and you could hear very clearly what she said in the very same audio clip. So I think she could hear exactly what they said. And then she mocked them for proclaiming that Jesus is Lord and that Christ is King. And then what is she basically doing? She's parading around a bunch of Hollywood celebrities, a bunch of musicians like Lizzo here.
"I'm so proud to be from this city. You know, they say if Kamala wins, then the whole country will be like Detroit. Okay? Proud like Detroit. Resilient like Detroit."
Yeah, anyway, and then now everybody's sharing all these videos of people driving through the streets of Detroit, Michigan, and showing how bad Detroit has gotten. And no wonder a lot of people in Michigan want to make Detroit great again. They want to make America great again by voting for Donald J. Trump. But yeah, Lizzo trying to defend Kamala Harris. They're saying if Kamala Harris gets elected, the whole country will look like Detroit. So yeah, it's already starting to happen.
Mayor John Whitmire says it was lucky the helicopter didn't hit a butane tank near the crash scene. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, we got a guest coming up in just a couple
Remember,
of minutes.
Rip it here. Out. Get up.
Yeah, there we go. Thanks, Caden. All right, yeah, we got a guest coming up here in just a couple of minutes, but let's sneak in another quick phone call before we get to the guest. Nancy in Roundup, what's going on this morning?
Hey, my tenant tech. Talk to me. Hello. Good morning. Okay, Tim Sheehy, Hugh Hewitt, you know I always listen to him before your show, and then
yeah.
I tune in to you at 6 o'clock. He has announced that we have taken back the Senate, and Tim Sheehy has won. And I just want to put this word out to these creeps that are trying to deface him. And also, there's a lot of campaign managers that listen to your program to hear what Montanans are thinking about the candidates. And I just want to say that if any of the campaign managers for Tim Sheehy are listening in, thank you and God bless you for everything you've done for Tim Sheehy and also for your country. As far as Kamala Harris...
Great message. Thanks for doing that, Nancy. Yeah, great message. Yeah, carry on. Yeah.
She cannot compete with God. We are seeing, I have been reading about a Christian a rise in Christian nationalism now in the United States once again. So praise the Lord. Kamala Harris cannot compete with God. And that's it for me. I'll hang up so we can enjoy your guest. Thank you, Aaron.
Hey, all right, Nancy. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Oh, what a great message that Nancy just shared there, thanking the campaign staff for Tim Sheehy and these other, you know, these other candidates that want to make Montana great. They want to continue this good path that Montana is on, but also want to save America right now. No, I want to second that, because especially I know many of them are listening. We got legislative staffers that will listen in on the show here in the early morning hours of the show, and legislative candidates. Look, to be on a campaign staff, I've been on a lot of campaigns, but I volunteered a little bit back in 2000, and then I've done a little bit of campaign work. But I can tell you this: I was actually talking with some friends over the weekend, because we did over 100 of these Americans for Prosperity Montana events, over 100 events from Plentywood to Missoula, all across the state. And a lot of people are like, man, Aaron, thanks for doing this. Holy cow, you put on a lot of miles. But we were just talking about the difference between being the candidate versus being the campaign staff. The campaign staff, some of them get to get out and see people, right? But a lot of them, they're stuck working, ground and pound, sitting at a desk, sitting at a computer for long days, and they've been at it for over a year now. Hey, we got about 2 weeks to go, 2 weeks from tomorrow. Keep grinding it out. Keep swinging away. Don't give up. And I hope you get some extra wind in your sails this morning with what Nancy just told you. Because, look, the candidates, yeah, the campaign trail can be grueling, but it is so invigorating. It is so rejuvenating every time. When I was doing these events with AFP Montana, I got to get out and see people, so many great people, and meet people. And it re-energizes you every time you get out and get to see so many of these Montanans face to face. And that's what the candidate gets to do. That's what Tim Sheehy's been doing. And that's, I think, why he has stayed in this fight, because he gets to get out and see so many great Montanans. The staff, they're stuck behind a computer. So, Nancy, thanks for giving them a shout out.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, this piece by Kimberly Strassel in the Wall Street Journal, you gotta check it out if you can. Now, it may be behind a paywall for you, but John Tester bashes a Montana company. Great insight here. It shows how well Bridger Aerospace was doing, how great they were doing, and then they talk about how, all of a sudden, when the Navy SEAL co-founder starts running for the most important U.S. Senate race in the country, all of a sudden, these attacks start flying. These phony attacks start flying from people like Mark Cohodes and other partisan left-wing Democrats. Anyway, it's a great takedown by Kim Strassel with the Wall Street Journal. And actually, this is kind of cool. Kim Strassel, I see, is going to be in Billings, Montana, I think, tomorrow night. We've got Chris Cargill on the phone lines. Chris Cargill is the president of the Mountain States Policy Center that is hosting a big event tomorrow night. Chris, great to have you on Montana Talks. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Aaron.
Yeah, well, first off, tell us about the Mountain States Policy Center. MountainStatesPolicy.org is your website. You're hosting Montana's Liberty Dinner 2024 tomorrow night at the DoubleTree Hotel in Billings. I see you've been weighing into all sorts of issues, including a topic that I'm going to dive into with another guest later this morning, a proposed plastic bag ban in Bozeman, Montana. But tell us about your organization first, and then this big event you got coming up tomorrow night.
Sure. Mountain States Policy Center is an independent free market think tank. So if folks have heard of groups like the Heritage Foundation or the American Enterprise Institute, of course, those are national think tanks. We're a think tank on a regional level. So we're based right here in Idaho and Montana and cover policy issues all across the region and try to make sure we're looking at things from a free market perspective. So you mentioned the plastics measure that's on the ballot in Bozeman. We have an analysis of that on our website at mountainstatespolicy.org. And we also cover what's going on in the legislative session and national issues as they impact the region as well. So our goal is to provide research and analysis for not only lawmakers and the media, but also citizens as well, so that they can hold their lawmakers accountable.
And this event you've got coming up tomorrow night, Montana's Liberty Dinner. Talk about the purpose of that. By the way, are tickets still available? I know it's a little last minute here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's, as you mentioned, it's at the Billings Doubletree, and we are bringing in Kimberly Strassel of the Wall Street Journal. So you mentioned that her article is behind the paywall. Hey, nothing's behind the paywall at our dinner event, so you can come and you can have dinner and talk to Kimberly about that article and about her other work as well. And she's going to preview the election coming up and what she thinks is going to happen. So we have tickets, of course, available, and only for your guests. We'll just keep it between me and you here, Aaron. If you type in the coupon code FREEMARKETS, it's 100% free. So they say you can't get a free lunch anymore, but hey, you get a free dinner Tuesday night, tomorrow night.
So our listeners can get free tickets to this big event featuring Kim Strassel?
Absolutely.
Wow. What's that? And then do they go to mountainstatespolicy.org?
Yeah, so mountainstatespolicy.org. Click on events. You'll see it right there on the front page, and you'll see Montana's Liberty Dinner. So tomorrow night. At the Billings Doubletree, and you can select an individual ticket, and then, again, just type in the coupon code FREEMARKETS, all one word, and you'll get a free ticket.
Oh, very cool. Hey, that's awesome. Well, and, you know, our studios here, we are at the top floor of the Doubletree Hotel in downtown Billings. So if Kim is going to be here the next morning, you and Kim will have to hop on the elevator and come up to the top floor and join us on the show early tomorrow morning if you can. We get started here, of course, in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, so it'd be great to see both of you.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to do that.
Or I guess that would be Wednesday.
We'll,
that would be Wednesday morning.
Email, of course.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Kim Strassel, of course, been just an incredible correspondent, columnist for the Wall Street Journal for a number of years now. What was the appeal to bring her to Billings, Montana, especially, you know, as you guys are covering policy, you know, in the entire Pacific Northwest, Idaho, Montana, and into Washington State?
Yeah, I think the main appeal that we have when we're trying to select a speaker is someone who could provide insight and analysis of major issues that are going on from a free market perspective. And as you know, Aaron, she's just a terrific writer. She's written so many different books. Her latest book is called The Biden Malaise, and she'll be talking about that tomorrow night as well. But we try to make sure that it's not necessarily someone who's just going to throw bombs, but someone who's going to speak from a perspective of facts and research and analysis. And Kimberly Strassel, I think, is one of the best writers in the country for that. And I've had her speak at several of our events throughout the region. And I tell you what, every time she shows up and gives a presentation, it's so unique and so impactful, at least for me and I think others in the room, that I really wanted to have her back for our event tomorrow.
I had somebody ask me, who was it? I can't remember. Maybe it was this Canadian reporter that I spoke with on Friday while I was driving to Missoula. I think it was him. I think he asked me, he said, do you see, because of the demographic change in Montana, do you see Montana becoming more conservative and less purple, becoming more conservative like in Idaho? And my knee-jerk reaction was, I actually see Montana becoming more conservative than Idaho. I know there can be some squishy politicians in Idaho, but I think Montana has the ability to become more conservative than Idaho, given our demographic shift and the new leadership we've got here in Montana.
I think you're right, and what's interesting, Aaron, is if you look at the statistics of folks moving into not only Montana, but also Idaho, Wyoming as well. People are always concerned that, oh my gosh, it's going to be folks from California or, It's going to be folks escaping those bad policies of the West Coast states, and then they're going to bring their politics with them. Well, oftentimes what we've seen is it's the conservative folks who are escaping those bad policies and moving to Idaho, moving to Montana, moving to Wyoming. So I think you're right. I think it's interesting to see, 10, 20 years ago, Pennsylvania, for example, and Wisconsin and Michigan, those were Democratic strongholds. Those were policy states that followed Democratic policy. Now all of them have, of course, become swing states. I think you're starting to see that play out in some of the other states as well. And who knows what the Electoral College map, for example, is going to look like 10 to 20 years from now. We could see Montana deep red. We could see states like Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin pretty red as well, as folks vote with their feet. That's the great thing about our country, is that if you don't like what's going on in one state, you can move to another and get a completely different policy.
Yeah, we've certainly seen it. The newcomers here, by and large, are political refugees. Pre-COVID-19, most of the California, Washington, Seattle folks you would see were these, Seattle, San Francisco liberals that wanted to, they realized that they didn't like what they did to Seattle and San Francisco, so they wanted to come to Montana and ruin it and make it a smaller version of what they were fleeing. And so they were the people that turned Gallatin County blue pre-COVID-19. But post-COVID-19, we've had incredible families that have moved here. They didn't want their kids to be forced into, canceled school or forced into taking the COVID. I know one family, the mom's a nurse, and she didn't want to be forced into taking the COVID shot. So they're like, we're out of here. Right. We're moving to Montana. And those are the type of freedom-loving Americans that are now our friends and neighbors. Chris Cargill, again, great to have you on the show. Hope to see you and Kim Strassel. Go to mountainstatespolicy.org, click events. Can we give out that promo code for our listeners one more time?
Absolutely. You can give it out all morning if you want. It's just free markets. Just type in the coupon code free markets and you'll get a free ticket, and hope to see as many of you there tomorrow night at the Billings Doubletree as possible. So go to mountainstatespolicy.org, click on events, and type in the coupon code free markets for the Montana Liberty Dinner tomorrow night at the Billings Doubletree.
All right, Chris, great to have you on the show. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Aaron.
Okay, coming up after the break, let's see. Friday, we had the Montana Family Foundation legislative update, but we aired the same report that aired the week before. But I'm going to call that a God thing. That was a nice, cool thing that happened, because Jeff Lasloff, he had featured all of his, voting recommendations here this November in Montana. So it was great that we heard that one again by mistake. The new one is now available, though. We'll play that right after this.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
In the back of my mind, I'm always thinking, what is the deep state? What is big tech? What does the state-run media mob, have in store for Donald Trump in these final 18 days? You just never know. And after all we've been through in 16 and 20, like, for example, with Hunter Biden's laptop in 2020, 51 former intel officials say it looks like Russian propaganda. They didn't even look at the laptop. They just got a call from Winkin Tony Blinken, and Joe Biden desperately needed a talking point to say, oh, there's all the markings of Russian disinformation. The strategy, the closing argument for the Democrats now is, I hate Trump. Trump is the embodiment of evil. Or Joyless Behar, Trump is a fascist. He wants to send in the military to kill liberals. No, he doesn't.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Hey, everyone. Biden may have dropped out of the race, but he's not done just yet. Will he jam through his hidden tax trap at the last second, right before he goes, where he could raid your retirement funds, supercharge your income taxes, increase utility and gas prices, and inflate costs on things you need to live? Some or all of this could affect you or your family in one way or another. So if you want to wait and see, you may as well kiss your retirement savings goodbye. The good news is you can get prepared, but you better hurry. Reach out to Gold Co. today to learn how precious metals could help you protect yourself and your family. They're offering you a free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus up to a 10% instant match and bonus silver on qualified accounts. All you have to do is visit HannityGold.com, HannityGold.com. Your retirement funds, income taxes, gas prices could all be affected. Visit HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Paid for by Gold Co.
Instead of a
the United States was never a happy one. The so-called Gilded Age after the Civil War saw the birth of the modern corporation, and titans like J.P. Morgan and John D. Rockefeller commanded wealth beyond what people could comprehend. Their sway over markets eventually culminated in the passage of the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890 to enable government for the first time to break up monopolies to protect consumers. Most of us know that story, but here's another one. The Gilded Age was also a time that the U.S. economy grew to surpass European countries, becomes the world's largest. Rockefeller and Morgan controlled lots of things, but they also birthed the modern oil and finance industries. And that is the paradox of antitrust that continues to rage on today. The size of a business that gives them the power we hate also gives them the efficiencies and lower prices that we love. Or in the case of Google, no prices at all. Are we harmed by its size?
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match five or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar S, Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At letsstayhealthymt.com.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlofsky.
4 short years ago, at the height of the COVID pandemic, governments and private businesses across the globe suspended constitutional rights, state laws, and local regulations in an attempt to force as many citizens as possible to receive the COVID vaccine. Those who chose not to get vaccinated were fired from their jobs, were refused government services and benefits, and were barred from entering many private businesses. Vaccine passports were the order of the day. Citizens began pushing back, and by 2021, state legislatures across the U.S., Montana's included, were considering legislation that would wrest power back from local health officials and place that power in the hands of elected officials. In the eyes of many, the COVID response had gone too far. Unelected local health departments were making up their own rules, and in many cases, ignoring constitutional rights and even state law in the process. Citizens who were discriminated against because of their vaccine status had no recourse, and law enforcement was caught in the middle. As a result, in 2021, the Montana legislature passed House Bill 702, mainly along party lines, Republicans voting yes and Democrats voting no. This is the session, you'll recall, where Republicans showed up at the Capitol and Democrats chose to stay home. It was a strange session, to say the least. House Bill 702, at its essence, banned government agencies and private companies from discriminating against anyone for being unvaccinated or not possessing a vaccine passport. While citizens, for the most part, cheered its passage, those parts of the law dealing with healthcare facilities and their employees were quickly challenged by groups like the Montana Medical Association and the Montana Nurses Association, both of whom lean left politically. On December 12, 2022, less than a year after the law had been enacted, U.S. District Court Judge Don Molloy ruled that the health care provisions of the law were unconstitutional and conflicted with federal law. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson appealed that decision, and this week, a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned Judge Molloy's decision and reinstated House Bill 702 in its entirety. They stated that the federal laws cited in the Molloy decision do not explicitly preempt 702 in healthcare settings. They went on to state that the lower court's broad findings had not demonstrated that the Montana law created an actual conflict with federal law in any specific case, and that the perceived conflicts cited by Judge Molloy were too speculative to justify preemption. This was a huge win for all of the healthcare workers across the state who were fired for their refusal to receive an experimental vaccine. It also sets a strong precedent going forward that the Constitution and rule of law are not to be suspended even under extraordinary circumstances unless done so within the confines of the Constitution. In this case, low-ranking unelected government officials and private employers were making up the rules as they went along. We applaud the Ninth Circuit's decision because House Bill 702 restored the rule of law within the confines of the Constitution and did so in a way that protects health and safety without trampling the constitutionally protected rights of healthcare workers or patients. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslaffy reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, back to business with the Big Sky Business Journal, plus my conversation with Tim Scott and Tim Sheehy in Missoula over the weekend.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. There are five big factors when it comes to your credit score, which includes your payment history, amounts you owe, the length of your credit history, new credit you applied for, and the types of credit you use. Mary Poe, head of consumer education at TransUnion, says payment history is the single most important factor. Poe also adds that the credit utilization ratio is a big one that influences your credit score. Say if you have a $1,000 credit limit and you buy a $900 TV, your utilization rate is 90%. Which shows lenders that you're getting close to the top, making you more of a risk. Poe says to keep the level at or below 30%. Also, having a healthy mix of credit is good. If you have a student loan and a car loan and a credit card, that shows you're balancing both installment and revolving debt. And if you're getting in gear for a big purchase, make sure your credit report is accurate and whether there's a freeze on your report. If there is, you have to unfreeze it before applying for credit. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match five or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar S, Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.